Manufacturers are withholding information from technicians, and it's costing you, the consumer, a lot more money down the line. Let me tell you how. Hey guys, Check Engine Chuck here, and I am primarily a diagnostic technician, and a lot of people think it's kind of wild that I have to go to other shops to help their techs diagnose issues that they can't figure out. Well, a lot of times they can't figure it out because the information is just not there. I got called out to the 17 GMC Savannah for a Stabilitrack light and the rear brakes locking up. So I went in, the problem was verified twice by them driving it, and the two codes that I had was a CO131 and a CO267. CO267 indicates that there's either low brake fluid level or that the switch or the wiring or the instrument panel cluster has gone bad. The code quite literally says low brake fluid. CO131 is determining that the EBCM or BPMV, which is your ABS pump put together, can't figure out what its pressure reading looks like or what it's supposed to be at a certain time. Neither of these codes should have anything to do with the rear brakes locking up when the code comes on, but that's exactly what happens. Now, how do we dig in and start to diagnose these three issues that come up at the same exact time? In my line of work, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to hammer down on one of those issues and use that as my central diagnosing point. And this is where it gets messed up. CO131, in order to diagnose it, from GM service manual, says actuate the brakes, see if the brake lights work, which they do. Obviously not now because I'm not on them. And if they do, to replace the EBCM-BMPV combo. Not anywhere in the code for the low brake fluid does it tell you that the EBCM can somehow be involved in that, which is wild to me because that code is generated in the ABS. They say, test the circuits, test the brake fluid switch, and if the circuit and the switch are good, replace the IPC. I'll tell you right now, there's no way that I have a bad IPC and a bad EBCM happening. For the sheer fact also that the rear brakes are locking up, I know that there's a problem with this EBCM-BPMV combo. But I want to know which one, even though they're bolted together. And the reason for that is because you buy them separately. Now, the brake lines are so rusty on this thing that if I want to replace the pump as well as the electronic portion of it, we're going to have to run brake lines. And brake lines on these things, they go sour. You end up having to run all the brake lines, which costs a lot of coin. Let's say that you're a diligent consumer and you go online and you look and you see that these two parts are sold separately. You're going to question the shop. Why do I have to replace both of these? And you're going to get the answer from that shop. I don't know. That's what they say to do. You're going to get the same answer from the dealer. So just like you, I want to know which part is actually bad. I need to know. I need to know up here because my brain is telling me that with these three issues going on, the EBCM itself is the problem. Just the electronic portion, which if you look online, it's like $200 and it takes about 15 minutes to replace. Now, don't get me wrong. It's got to be programmed as well. So you, the consumer, can't really do that yourself, but someone like me can. The information that I need to know is non-existent for me to tell you which part is bad. And that's messed up because I know that they know how to figure out which one is bad. And you don't have to open up a circuit board or anything. There's a 4-pin connector that sticks out of the pump itself and the EBCM goes onto it. GM, just give us the information of how to figure out what's going on with those 4 pins. Nah, GM wants to sell both parts. They want to make sure that the customer has to pay $2,500 for this job instead of $850. Now, because of the line of work that I'm in, of going to other shops and diagnosing, I'm going to charge this shop for the time I spent diagnosing this, and they're going to have to pass it on to the customer. And you know what? The customers are getting more used to a diagnosing fee, which is a very, very good thing. But what happens when you tell that customer that the diagnosing fee is for 2 hours of reading about principle of operation, not breaking out a single tool except for a scan tool? I always used to say to people, a car is a car, when they would ask me if I could diagnose something. But on the other end, some customers have such a hard time seeing diagnosing as being actual labor. How are they going to feel about reading being actual labor, learning being actual labor, practicing being actual labor? Because that's becoming a normal thing. You're going to pay for a lot of reading, or you're going to be paying for a lot of shotgun parts. Because if we went with the way that GM wanted us to diagnose this, the first thing that would be putting in would be an IPC. So there's another, per se, $1,000 on top of the job to fix the ABS issue. This is just wild to me. Absolutely wild. And this is also a prime example of how the manufacturer has our hands tied whether it's a dealer tech or an independent tech, and that ends up costing you a lot more money. Manufacturers, give us the information. Stop gatekeeping.